Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Twice.
You haven't heard from us. He's been on vacation. I've been in Cancun. Nick been in Russia. Al, he's been on the moon. I was just playing.
Damn, man, I still had to come to work every Thursday.
Yeah, man, today, January 29th, this is the first show of the year for us on the Middleman Talk Show.
Yeah.
Sad to say. Sad to say, Nick. And it's just me and you today.
Yeah. We riding dolo.
I see this. I would talk bad about Gene. I would talk bad about Al. Matter of fact, I believe Al is in a corner somewhere quietly listening to us. What'd you think?
If he is, Al, how does your bow tie feel?
Well, man, I'm happy to be back, man. There's a lot been going on out here in the world, man. Since we've been gone, man, we appreciate everybody that do take the time to listen to our show. The archive numbers, man, they are looking wonderful. I mean, some of the shows, man, the numbers are unbelievable. Thank you to everybody that take the time to listen to our show when you're working out or either at home sweeping the floors, cleaning up, whatever you're doing, man. Like Nick said, you should have a Middleman Marathon one day. Make sure you download every show from 2 to 3 years ago. All the Talk of the Towns with Nick Eaton and all the Middleman shows. Man, we have some great shows in our archives that you guys can go back and listen to. We would greatly appreciate if you would do that. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend about us. Yeah.
Tell a friend and know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody.
Yeah, man, it's a great year. We definitely want to give you guys a more energetic show. We want to give you more informative shows. Man, we want to just put it down for you guys out there. We want to make sure that once you leave this experience called the Middleman Talk Show, you're like, I'm glad I spent that hour to an hour and a half with those guys on my Sunday. We want you to feel like that. Because, Nick, I know I feel like that every time I get off this microphone right here every day. Well, what about you?
I don't know, man.
You don't feel like that, man?
Man, from time to time, you know. From time to time.
I know when we get on you about certain things, you probably be a little upset with us, you know, and all the hate mail that you probably got from the Creflo Dollars and the Long Church, you know. I feel bad for you on that, man.
I keep saying, man, I think Ed Long gonna try to beat the hell out of me and get old.
Nah, man, he ain't gonna do nothing to you. He's just gonna put Santana on you and make him sing that freaky song to you.
Man, please, if I get a picture in my phone.
Oh, man. Like we expressed to you guys a while ago, every show we're going to try to inject a little politics into the show. You know, the elections are coming up this year, and they're downplaying a lot of stuff, which I hope that people in our communities are really paying attention to some of the things that have been said about our people. Let's just call it out for what it is, us blah people. What old boy said, Santorum, blah people?
Block people, and don't forget all the block people out there.
I hope y'all paying attention, block people. So
don't forget our food stamp president now.
Oh man, yeah, the food stamp president, and you know he's weak on everything. You know, I mean,
that
man,
Herman Cain just endorsed, by the way.
Yeah, I saw that he endorsed Newt Gingrich, which he said he's gonna come to us and tell us we ought to demand paychecks over food stamps. Nick, are you getting food stamps?
Nope.
I'm not getting food stamps. I really don't know too many people that are getting food stamps, and if they are, you know, more power to them. They may need that help. I don't think, you know, the days of the welfare queen, as Ronald Reagan tried to put out there back in the day, I don't think that that is the occurrence of now. I see a lot of people that are not of our color that are on food stamps. I don't know what they're talking about.
Well, statistically, there are more people not of our color that are on food stamps than there are that are.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, but we brought down this nation with food and, you know, food stamps and crime and, you know, I mean, I don't know. I guess we black people are just doing that bad.
Right.
But make sure get a friend, get another friend. If you're registered to vote, make sure you go get three friends that are not registered to vote. Force their butt to go register to vote. And when, like Nick Love to say, we ain't going to tell you who to vote for, but I will. President Barack Obama. Do it now. Do it right now. I don't care who you vote for, but it better be President Obama.
And if you don't vote, don't complain.
Oh, yeah. We mess around and get Newt Gingrich in office. It's going to be pretty bad on black people.
Don't complain about the high gas prices.
No.
Don't complain about no jobs.
No.
You know, these things that may be a part of your everyday life, but they're directly related to politics. So if you do not vote, please do not complain. I had a guy sit up there just a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me everything that you could possibly want to hear about Ron Paul and how great Ron Paul is and how, you know, he's the best thing out there. And I'm like, okay, well, fine. And I'm like, so that's who you're endorsing? That's who you're voting for? Oh, I don't vote.
Really?
I said, are you serious?
He told you he endorsed Ron Paul, but he won't vote. I mean, seriously, if he voted for Ron Paul, it's just as well as not voting. Wouldn't you say? Ron Paul is the new Rockwell. You know what? The sad part about it, some of the things that he say, it may be on point, but a lot of the things that he say is not on point. He's a bigot. He's backwards in his thought process. I mean, the dude is out there, man. He's old enough. He's a great granddaddy. Why is he even running?
He's Magneto.
He surely is, man. Just put him on that little helmet and let him float around. He probably got a lot of iron in his blood.
Right.
But once again, man, we want to thank everybody for tuning in to the show today, man. We got a great show lined up for you guys today. Man, we got a brother that, you know, man, I appreciate his information the last time he came on the show. And, man, I learned something. You know me about learning things, man. That's one of my favorite thing. I love to learn. This time he's coming back, man, to give us some more informative information. Maybe it would be helpful to some, and to some of you people out there that think you know everything. Listen anyway.
I'm telling you right now, I'm taking notes. I got to do something about this holiday week.
Yeah, man, and I can't be one of the ones that I ate a lot of turkeys because I ate maybe a small piece of turkey breast, a little dressing. You know, I did a little this year, so all of my weight that I have on me right now is something that is on me. I need to do a PX90. Matter of fact, I need to do a PX30, something. Half.
Man, let me tell you something. If I see you jumping up and down with them gloves and all that, boy, I'm going to lose my mind.
Hey, dude, I actually got the videos, and I have to admit to something that I did, and it was pretty funny to me. My kids, you know, they saw us, me and my wife, about to so-called work out on it, man. I see after 20 minutes of, not even 20 minutes, about 10 minutes of watching this dude, they came back downstairs. They were looking like, y'all ain't working out. Y'all just watching the video. How you going to work out watching the video? I'm like, watching this video is a workout.
Man, stop.
I'm for real. I mean, seriously, man, do you understand how high impact that stuff is?
I do understand. As a matter of fact, I got to get into it this week, ladies and gentlemen. This week, I finally, after the delays and delays and delays, I finally start shooting my new web series, the Rhythm and Body Fitness Challenge. So trust me, I got a long week ahead of me, and I'm going to be right there. And all I can say is chicken catching.
Chicken catching?
Man, look.
Do I have to play that rocket music for you?
Just what?
Chicken catching.
Hey, look, man. Just wait till the show comes out.
Before Nick has a mental heart attack over there, I ain't say a physical one, a mental heart attack, thinking about chasing that chicken, let him know who we talking to, because we got a great visit from Dr. Reed today. So let him
Dr. Reed, the first of many to come. Dr. Jamie Reed returns to the Middleman Show today to help us discuss healthy alternatives. Now, of course, we all have our favorite foods, and most of us aren't willing to let them go. However, on this edition of the Middleman Talk Show, Dr. Lee will let us know about substitutes to our favorite foods that are just as good to us and even healthier for us. And in addition to that, we're going to give you some quick fitness tips to help knock off some of that holiday weight. So I say we get right into it.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and bring Dr. Reed in.
All right. Everyone's hallelujah. How's everyone doing?
Man, we
pretty
doing
good,
great,
pretty
man.
Good.
Doing great. You heard your man's Nick saying he's going to chase a chicken. Would you recommend that, Doc?
go for it, man. I'm digging with the Rocky remix, man. Y'all might have to put me on that right there with the Rocky music. But before I go on, man, I can't let this whole politics thing go on. I was already ready to talk about the fitness stuff, but I can't let that the politics go, man. I need at least 3 minutes on that, man.
Man, please. You're welcome. You're welcome.
All right. Well, you know, not only was I pre-med in college, I was also history.
Mm-hmm.
So going to Alabama State University and Morris Brown College, you know, we got a lot of history. We got a lot of things that, you know, unfortunately, everybody don't get to know. And
right.
A part of that history, we got to learn politics as well. And you look at the things that's been happening of late in the politics, like with Jan Brewer putting her finger in the face of Barack. I tell you, like Ricky Smiley said, if Michelle Obama was there, it might have been a cat fight on the tarmac, man. It might have went down, man. She might have skinned that lady for real.
I agree with you, man. I'm just saying, man. When has this? And, you know, I listened to the whole Ricky Smiley. I mean, I think I heard it live, part of it live, but. When has this ever happened in history where someone feels like, matter of fact, where was the Secret Service? Why they didn't tackle this man? Why he just didn't say security and somebody would have rushed and sickled the lady?
Well, here's the thing, man. You know, when you're dealing with enemies, you can't fight enemies straight up.
You can't fight fire
with fire. You have to fight fire with water. It doesn't make sense. And I think a lot of times we try to fight fire with fire. We try to fight our enemies. And the truth of the matter is that we only make up 12.7% of the population. So we're already at a deficit. We do have our own faults. And a lot of times we'll try to fight while we're at fault. So the things that we need to do, we need to have the right people speaking, not just for Black America, but for America. Like, you look at the statistics, not only that it's not just people of color, you look at the advertisement. You say a word, you attach a certain face along with it. When you say food stamp, there's a face that's assigned to it. Even though the numbers don't support it, there's a face. And when you got the Newt Gingriches of the world, he know what type of votes he's going to get. He know what he has to say, even though it's, you know, as a former United States Army veteran, I didn't fight for that.
Right.
You know, when they say that Black people, there's an assumption that all Black people are on food stamps. Now, as a person who's working on his second doctorate, I've gone to school with a lot of white folks with families who were on food stamps, and ironically, very conservative.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say, well, it's different. I'm doing something with my life. And I'm like, so everybody on food stamps not doing something? Or I'll ask a question, what's the difference between cheating to get food stamps and cheating on taxes?
Exactly.
You know, as far as I am, the Christian in me is a sin is a sin. So you a better sinner because you got a job, but you cheating the United States out of, you know, tens of thousands of dollars. You know, right is right, wrong is wrong. I'll tell you this much. As a Christian, when I was in the Army when we went to Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And I prayed for Bush. I was like, Lord, please let this brother make the right decision. Pray for him. And I prayed for Barack. I prayed for Clinton. You respect the office. You don't roll like just like
exactly.
A judge. So you don't roll up in no courtroom telling the judge what he gonna do.
Exactly.
It don't matter. It don't matter what you think about the judge or how he looks. You respect the judge. When a cop pull you over, you don't tell the cop what you think. you can try to tell them what you think. You're
going to end up on the news.
Yeah. You can tell them what you think, and you're going to be on TV. So, no, I mean, bottom line is you respect the office, and I like what the governor of Massachusetts said last week, because there's been a lot of disrespect in the last 7 days. So you got the goalie of the world champion Boston Bruins saying, you know what, I'm not going to the White House. You know, every time a team wins a championship, they invite their whole team. He said, I'm going to act as an individual, as a part of the team. Well, then you're not acting as you're not part of the team. You know, I mean, I understand you do have the right to say that I don't want to go, but he's going to say that, well, I don't like politics, so I'm not going to go to the White House. It has nothing to do with politics. It's a rites of passage. You win the title, you're going to meet the president. So he don't go. And the governor of Massachusetts said that it's getting ridiculous. You got people pointing their finger in the face of the president. You got people yelling out while the president's talking. I mean, these are things that have never happened before. And if it's not racism, what is it? You have to meet people where they are. If it's not racism, so then what I'll hear is people say, well, we're angry. So I'm thinking neurologically, so because you're angry, you have the right to do things that have been wrong forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the president walks in the room, you stand up, period. You have officers, you have field grade officers saying that I'm not going to Iraq because I need to see the president's birth certificate.
Now,
if you're a regular soldier, you will go to jail for 15 to 25 years for disobeying a direct order. And he is the highest officer as the commander in chief. So if some private decides, you know what, I need to see Barack's birth certificate, that brother's going to jail. Or when they had that whole thing with Bush.
Mm-hmm.
when in Florida, and you had a couple soldiers saying they weren't going to Iraq because they didn't believe that Bush was the president. Those young men went to jail, period. So all of a sudden, all of these actions, because people are upset, are acceptable now. And like I said, you know, you look at the numbers of support, and, you know, it took 8 years to mess this thing up. You know, it took quite a while to mess this thing up. And I'm not saying Barack is perfect by any means, because there's some things that he does that hurts me as a doctor.
Right.
But at the same time, no president's perfect. You're not gonna like anything. You know, some of our favorite presidents, when you find out some of the bills that they passed under the table and stuff like that. I like Carter. Mm-hmm. I like Clinton. But then when you find out some of the stuff they passed, you're like, hold up. Hold up. You know, you're like, no. So they're still human. And at the same time, in many cases, they're puppets. When you look at who's paying them off, and it's almost like they're indebted to the people who give them campaign money. You know,
the
whole health.
The big picture of it all, man, is the fact that we are Americans. Number one,
right.
You know, number two, we as black people, we know we've been dealing with it in this country. We know,
right.
You know, a lot of people don't feel and understand why we feel the way we do when it comes to this particular president. You know, we understand that he is the president of the United States, not black America. But at the same time, by us being black male, black female, you know, we look at it from a different light, different perspective because of the daily dealing of what we have in America, and people are so thrown off with that.
Right.
And it's amazing that, you know, I can't begin to understand the trials of a Latino brother or even a white person or Irish person or whatever. I know my struggle, but at the same time, I'm as sympathetic as I could be to them, and I will wish likewise to me, but that's not happening now.
That's not the case.
Oh yeah, I mean, and it's a scale, and you know, you look at Appalachian America. I mean, those are some of the poorest white Americans in the country, and that's where, you know, the Ku Klux Klan came from, because you know, these are your poorest, least educated white people in America. And the thing about it is, they thinking, you know, at the end of the day, we still white. So no matter how poor we are, you shouldn't get, you know, you should know your place. And that's where a lot of the roots. So when you go from, you know, where the Appalachians start and eastern Alabama all the way up to West Virginia, there's a lot of racism through that alley that is spurned in different places, you know, Mississippi's, Alabama's, and stuff like that. But a lot of that stuff comes from history. So instead of finger pointing, I think that the things we need to do as a people, as a country, is that, you know what, let's fight fire with water. How about we start graduating? How about, I mean, graduating high school and college? on time, as my little brother would say, on time, 4 years. not a semester left, 4 years, as my brother would say, on time. Graduate on time, if not early. You know, I mean, those are the people. We need more RG3s. This brother graduated high school, college early, and got his master's degree in 4 years. Wow. Wow.
Absolutely.
And won a Heisman on top of that. And he was, if he had a came back, if this young brother had a came back, which I think he should have, if this brother came back, he would have went to the Olympics, he would have got his law degree, and possibly won another Heisman in the same year.
Mm.
Wow.
Look at that brother.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, we need more of that. We need more fathers. We need more two-parent households. And here's the thing, the one thing that I want to say about food stamps is that people on food stamps work. They work. They have jobs. The food stamps are supposed to be a supplement to where your finances fall short. So you have families, two-parent households, and I know quite a few where both parents are working, but their finances, because of the economy, their finances have exceeded what they're making, and the food stamps actually are a supplement to help these, you know, to at least have a guaranteed tax-free form of food. So at least they know, hey, $500-$600 a month, at least we'll be able to eat.
Well, Dr. Reed, would you say that people that are, like, I know people on WIC, they have to buy certain things, and with food stamps, that's kind of all across the board what they can buy. Now, do you think they should pass a law or some type
No, absolutely not. Let me tell you why. And that's going to be actually part of what I'm going to say when we actually start talking about nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
No, it shouldn't be. Now, I mean, simple things, of course, like alcohol. Of course, you can't get alcohol on food stamps. How? Where? It must be in the hood.
No, I mean, seriously, man, there are certain stores that will allow people to buy alcohol with their food stamps. They manipulate whatever the product is on the cross.
Yeah, I mean, that does happen. There's certain, I'm not going to say the ethnicity, but there's certain ethnicities that actually charge tax, that will actually charge tax. So you start looking at maybe 100 patrons per person at, you know, 8-9 cents here. You know, that stuff starts to add up 7 days a week. So there's a lot of fraud. There's quite a bit of fraud when it comes to food stamps. So I can't co-sign on that. You know, I've been away from the hood for a while. But no, as far as, you know, what they'll do as far as the alcohol is, they'll type in a different code. So it'll never show up on the books as alcohol.
Right.
But they'll run it anyway. But as far as saying there's a, you know, like you go into Walmart, Costco, anything like that.
Oh, no.
I say no. There should not be a limit. And what, I think what happens is that people say, well, I work hard. I can't afford shrimp. So why should they eat shrimp? Or, you know, they're eating, you know, organic foods or something like that. You know, I'm talking about like the really nice, you know, $14 salmon or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
People get, you know, angry over things like that. And the bottom line is that, okay, so mighty tax dollar. So you have two choices. You could have them eat healthier foods, better
mm-hmm.
food, and, you know, and use their food stamps the way they want to and actually have better cholesterol patterns, better cysteine levels, better cardiovascular health. Or you can let them eat Cheetos and Tortillo chips, what they say in the movie, Tortillo chips with every meal, and then they start having cardiovascular diseases. So now they're going to take more of your taxpayer dollars by having all of these preventative diseases and cancers and things of that nature. So essentially you have two choices. Let them eat what they want to eat or pay more money for that surgery they're going to need.
Mm.
It's up to you.
Exactly.
It's up to you. Because you think about it, the Food and Drug Administration is under the same umbrella.
True that.
So the choice is yours. I mean, there's no easy answer for anything. There never has been, and there never will be. The bottom line is that the whole system is pimping people. The whole system has been pimping people since been pimping. They've been pimping more since Flickback.
I agree with you, and you know, part of my question was to somewhat guide them, to, like people on food stamps, guide them to certain products, more healthier products, because, you know, like on WIC, you can only buy certain foods and things of that nature, because, I mean, wouldn't that lead to people eating healthier, just like, you know, if you gave them more of a guidance, okay, this product you can buy, but this product you can't buy, would that be too much of a problem?
Well, yes, I'll say that, because the thing about it is there's money tied in everything. And, you know, the words natural and healthy, those words can be manipulated. So there are things that they'll say that are healthy foods that are absolutely, they're not healthy for you at all. You know, all natural. Okay, give you an example. There's a food, wood bark. They can put wood bark as a filler in certain foods and call that natural.
Wow.
They got it. Yeah. Oh, you'd be surprised what's in your food what they consider all natural as a filler.
That's crazy.
They'll use animal parts and stuff like that. It's stuff like all-natural yogurt and ice cream. If you found out what was in that stuff that's all-natural and healthy and things of that nature, you know, so let's say that they actually come up with a list of things you can and cannot get, just like with WIC. With WIC, they say this is WIC approved, that's WIC approved. And they have this list of foods that you can get. And then they have their healthy section. You're gonna have because everybody wants to get in on it. Everybody want their units to move. So they're gonna say these foods are healthy, and they're gonna change, you know, some chemical makeups, and they're gonna change some things here and there to quote unquote make it healthy, so they can get their units moved as well. It's literally pimping. The people are being pimped. Everybody wants their units to say it's all about the almighty dollar. Period.
And everybody else's health is on the line because of that.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing about it is, as far as health is concerned, man, is that a lot of times, you know, I think I said this the last time I was here, the more educated people tend to live longer. And unfortunately, blacks and Latins are the least educated. Now, we just talked about politics and things of that nature and how, you know, the man is bringing us down. But at the same time, you can't fight fire with fire. You can't talk about how the man trying to bring you down with a blunt in your hand. You saying that on camera. What that poor baby said, you gonna catch ammonia? You know, we can't have too many of them babies outside on national TV talking about the things that they're talking about.
Right.
You know, we need to become more educated. And these are some things that I learned in school, because this true story. Now, Nick, you know how healthy I've been since we first met. You remember when we first ran at band camp and I dusted everybody a couple times, and I've been a runner my whole life. And I thought that I was healthy. So my first meal in school, sitting down with all of my friends from all over the place, and I'm sitting down, I had fried catfish, I had some mashed potatoes. They was real potatoes, I actually mashed them myself. I had some broccoli and I had some fried okra or something like that. So I sit down and my class was like, "Oh my God, are you going to eat all that?" I'm like, "Oh, I'm sorry, you want some?" And you know, and that was my idea. I was like, "Well, it's fish. I got three vegetables." And I think I washed it down like a Mountain Dew or something like that. You know, I thought that it was healthy. It was all processed. It was all processed food. So we hear the excuses where people say, "Well, I'm a mom, and I got this, and I got that." Well, I say, you know what? Right now, you fighting. We come from a people of fighters, and Latin people come from a people of fighters, and Native Americans come from a people of fighters. So now, for the first time in your life and the first time in your people's history, you're just going to lay down and get pumped. You're not even going to fight. You're in the fight, and you're literally laying down. Well, I don't have time. So that's your right. That's the right hook you're going to take to the face.
Let me say this. Because, yeah, the one thing I will say, kind of segueing into our topic for today, people defend the food that they eat and they always have eaten like they defend their family. It's a very difficult thing for people to get over, especially when you talk about some food that you've eaten since you were a kid. You automatically make that food synonymous with your parents. Mom ate that food. Talk about that food like that.
Right.
So we're programmed to think that these foods are working for us, and because of maybe fast metabolism, you know, we don't gain as much weight, and then we realize, just like you said, once you realize this really isn't healthy, this is really tearing my body apart. How do I, as a person that's been eating this type of food for all my life, how do I make this transition into a healthier lifestyle? What are some of the alternatives? I'll give you one thing. I have an affinity for. I love mashed potatoes. Now, if not always, hit from the ground again and match myself, but I love Master Chris. that's just my thing. And sometimes I'm on the toe. I'm playing devil's advocate here, y'all. Sometimes I'm on the toe, so I got to go get one more pack of insulin. I can do that in the microwave real quick.
Right.
These are things we've been doing for years and years. How do we segue? What are the alternatives to what we're doing with our diet?
Okay, well, that is an excellent question. And the thing starts with between the ears. You have to lay out your life. You have to lay out what's important. And these are things I do, like, when I'm in my clinic or I'm in the hospital. I remember one doctor here in Dallas. He circled a person's triglycerides. He was looking at their cholesterol levels. And he said, lose weight or die. And at first, you know, like, I'm fresh in the clinic. I'm like, wow, bro, you gonna get after him like that? You know, and so I go through the patient's records, and I'm just looking at these numbers going up and up and up. These are like stroke-level numbers. And he got frustrated with his patient, and they've been friends, like golfing buddies, since before forever. And he basically circled in red, lose weight or die. You'd be surprised how many times, like, I know this show, you know, a lot of times we do a lot of entertainment and things. You look at how many some entertainers who've had health problems and died early. You look at Nate Dogg, you know, 41, 42, something like that. What's that comic
Nate
guy?
Dogg,
and,
Heavy D.
Yeah, Heavy D. Heavy D's situation was a little different. I think they probably need to change some airline policies for long flights. If you have people with health problems, he had a condition called DVT. So if you're sitting down for a long time, basically he had a clot that he formed for sitting down for a long time, and that clot went to his lungs. So I think that what they should do is give him some cabin time to say that if you have a condition like that, you need to move around.
Yeah.
But other than that, what's the
Patrice
comic
O'Neill,
Gerald LeVert.
Patrice O'Neill, Gerald LeVert. I mean, these are young cats. My man had a stroke a month ago. What's that, Eric Sermon? You know, these are young people. So you have to look at those things before we even talk about planning, before we talk about everything. You look at the life expectancy of blacks and Latins in this country. Black men are lucky to make it to 25 out of the hood from violence. I buried my young brother last year at 23 on my birthday last year at 23. So, I mean, we're barely making it out of the hood, you know, and a lot of, now the hood is going to the suburbs.
That's true.
You know, so we're fortunate to make it out of that, you know, at about 25. And then, you know, with the wars and stuff, I know a lot of young men that didn't make it to 25 that died in Iraq. You know, I lost my whole squad in Iraq in August of 2004. So you got all these regular factors. So now we're going to take food and things of that nature. And I remember I saw a young brother, black brother, he had gained like 60 pounds in something like 9 months. And he said, I want to live good. I want to eat good. And I said, man, you married. You got young kids. And he said, if I die at 35, fine. I mean, I died living good. And I'm like, you know, is that really what you want your wife and kids to think? That burger, that whatever it is. So we have to examine things by our minds and our emotions first. Second,
but Dr. Reed, you know, there's a study out there that suggests that some of the chemicals and some of the additives that they put in food is as potent as crack. I mean, I mean, wouldn't that be one of the problems why we can't get rid of some of the habits we have with some of the foods we eat? Because, I mean, it sometimes it gets your mind, you see that restaurant, you're like, woof, you want to go right to that restaurant.
Well, absolutely. I'm going to answer your question and still stick with Nick's question. Like, one of the differences, let me answer both of them at the same time, is that one of the differences between maybe frying some chicken in 1975 and you got Big Mama's old school recipe, you know, from, you know, 75 or maybe 85, it didn't get until around 1990 until it really started getting bad as far as the food additives. You know, they didn't have as many food additives 25, 30, 40 years ago. They were there, but they weren't as potent as they were. You know, maybe your cornmeals and your flours and stuff, they was more pure. You look at something like, you look at flour. One of the things that flour is a big problem that we have in our country, whatever, because flour is almost in everything. But flour is usually has iodine. Iodine is very important for our thyroid gland. Our thyroid, you know, we think about our thyroid gland, we need that for our metabolism. Well, iodine is in the same family as another chemical called bromide. Bromide's cheaper, and they have the same radioactivity. So you know what? Let's take the iodine away and put bromide in the flour. Well, you have all this bromide flour. It's basically destroying the thyroid gland. So now your metabolism. So let's say you're eating the same type of food. You really haven't done anything differently. You're eating the same quantity of food, but it's the quality of the food that you're eating. Then you look at the stresses that people have and things of that nature, and now that doing the same thing that you had been doing, now you find yourself putting on an extra 5 pounds or something like that. So now you're stressed out about 5 pounds that you put on. Now you're going to go eat some more crap. Now you're going to put on another 5 pounds.
That's true.
I mean, the thing about it is that today, because of all the pimpery that's going out there, and they know our schedules, they know our hectic schedules. They know, whether it's guys, single people, married people, single moms, soccer moms, whatever, they know our schedule. So they purposely put things in foods to make them highly addictive. The last time I was here, I talked about the evil triad. They're gonna put high fructose corn syrup in everything. You have high fructose corn syrup and stuff that you would have the faintest idea that you like, why do they put corn syrup in this? You know, they put that, there's high fructose corn syrup, trans fatty acids or trans fat, and they're going to put MSG. The MSG is that big one right there. MSG came to this country about 40, 50 years ago and it was called flavor enhancer. That's all it was. But that's one of those ones that actually competes with the brain and have to go to the what's called your limbic system. Your limbic system is your neuro-emotional centers. Your limbic system is the same area as your rage, your fear, your sexual arousal, your pleasure centers, everything that makes you feel happy, your joy, your pain. All that stuff is in the same center. These foods attack that area. So when you smell that, when they open up the hatch at Burger King, and you just start smiling, you equate happiness with a double whopper with cheese and bacon.
Or when you see that red light of Krispy Kreme.
The light's on.
I'm telling y'all right now, I'm sorry, I struggle with the red light. I've seen car accidents happen because of that daggone red light.
Yeah, they be cruising down the street and then they catch the light come on in the corner of their eye and it causes a 12-car pileup. The thing about it is, guys, is that we have to be diligent. I'm trying to say the right word. We have to fight. We have to understand what it is that we're facing. We have to read. You know, that's one thing. That's the quickest way you'll start a fight is say that if you want to hide something from black people, put it in a book. You know, you want to get people red in the face, that you do that. But at the same time, you ask them, hey, what was the last book you read? The Bible. I read the Bible. No. Okay, what you read in the Bible then? Genesis. No. We need to actually start reading up on foods. If you're not going to read a book, actually go on the internet. I mean, the internet can really be used for good stuff. Find out, just take your favorite food. Take your favorite food and go down the list of everything that's on it, the list of ingredients for everything, and find out not only what it is, what it does, and where they got it from. And I think the last two will probably blow your mind. If you knew what it did to your body and where they got it from, I think where they got it from will probably make you want to throw up. Just look up vanilla ice cream. That right there alone will make you not want to eat vanilla ice cream again.
I don't even want to think about it. Guys, if you're just tuning in, we are talking to Dr. Jamie Reed. We're talking about nutrition and healthy alternatives. Now, we got all of our favorite foods, and most of us aren't that willing to let them go. However, Dr. Reed is going to let us know about substitutes to our favorite foods that are just as good to us and even healthier for us. And he's going to let us know what's in some of this stuff that we're putting into our bodies. And if you want to get in on this conversation, make sure you give us a call at 718-508-9972. Now, I have this one thing that I just started recently doing. I went to just got my gym membership, which is expensive in itself. But in my first consultation with the person at the gym, they gave me a little booklet. They told me, look, one thing that will change your eating habits write down everything that you eat in a given day. Don't even come and tell me, but just look at it at the end of a week, and I promise it will disgust you on some of your eating habits. But write down every time you eat something, pull that little book out, write it down.
Right.
I did it for the first day, and I could not believe what I had put into my body.
Oh, yeah. That's
something
amazing
to think about, folks.
Well, I make all my patients do that. Well, my weight loss patients that come in and say, I want to lose weight or whatever. And I never deal with them initially. I say, let's do a 7-day journal. I make them do a 7-day journal. I say, from a sip of water to a Tic Tac, I want everything that you put in it. And don't lie. Don't lie. A lot of people, they try to lie on their journals and, you know, they try to save face or something like that. But this is for you. You need to know what you're putting in there. You know, the timing of the food is very important as well. If you actually look at the time for all of those I don't eat breakfast type of people because breakfast slows me down, that actually does more damage to your body than good. So a lot of times what happens is that people will overcompensate because they're starving and their blood sugar levels are so, you know, bottomed out by the time they finally eat. So they will eat everything that comes to their mind.
I'm one of those persons, Dr. Reed. I am guilty of that.
So some of the things we can do is that don't take what I call the Hiroshima effect, where you take some grenades and take your diet and blow it up and start all over. You don't want to do that. You want to do everything slow, you know, because it took you whatever age it is that you are, it took you however many years to get there, to get to where you are. So you can't expect one day or one week to change all of that. You have to integrate the way that God designed us. And I think that right now we have too many people playing God, and they wonder why they have the results that they have as far as their bodies are concerned. Okay? We have to go – the way that God designed this is more of what's called a paleolithic diet. Back in that time, people moved. God gave us 2 feet, and people don't move. People would drive around Walmart parking lot for an hour to find a good parking spot. For an hour. I'm like, get out, you Teletubby, and walk. Walk. And then, I mean, it's even worse once they get inside because then they start getting the little carts and stuff. God designed us to move. So at the least, do what God designed us to do, and that's move. Actually move your body, okay? When we get up in the mornings, okay, two things that actually help us as far as our blood sugar and as far as what's called satiety, which means that you're actually full, is a fiber and protein mix. Now, for those of us like myself who's on the go, I teach a couple classes and I'm in school full time and I practice part time, I'm on the go. So sometimes I just literally don't have time to eat breakfast. So I already know that. So I already have my shakes ready, whether I made my shakes myself or if I just buy, you know, a couple packs of shakes or healthier shakes I buy from my school or something like that. And there's so many different shakes out there. I'm not even going to get into shakes or anything like that because there's so many brands out there. Do what works for you. If these shakes work for you as far as a good protein fiber mix, do what works for you.
Shake, Dr. Reed, do we have to buy a particular type of machine to make that shake work for us?
Man, just a blender, bro.
Just a blender.
Just a blender. What I would do is that I would get I have like a fruit. When I do it myself, I just give me like a fruit and vegetable mix, whatever, a little water, and just blend it up until it tastes good. I mean, it is that simple. I mean, and, you know, and play with stuff. Try new things. I think going back to something Nick said a little while ago is that a lot of us are so, pigeonholed and this is how I've been eating forever. We're really afraid to try new things. Try it. Bite it. Taste it. If it don't taste good, at least you say you tried.
Dr. Reed, like one of the things that Nick was saying, you know, some of the things we do is just regional because a while ago we had a conversation with one of our other counterparts with a talk show, and they were saying, like, you Southern people eat a lot of funny food or strange food, and you know, I mean, we see the same foods we eat down here everywhere in this country, with the exception of maybe the West Coast so far. But it's like, what's a good alternative to frying food? Because, I mean, like, everything that we do eat is fried to some level.
Well, you can always bake and broil. I mean, the Foreman grill always goes hard. I mean, you can't go wrong with a Foreman grill. You can multitask. For those of us who have families, we have to look at things that have gone away from our family. One of the main things, we have too much stress in our food. I mean, in our meals.
Mm-hmm.
Stress in a meal is a terrible combination. You know, give you an example. When you run from a pack of dogs or the Crips or the Bloods or something like that, what happens to your body?
Adrenaline.
All right, so adrenaline is going to run, your heart rate is going to go, but what shuts down? You know, you're not going to your digestion shuts down when your body is in a fight or flight.
Mm-hmm.
So basically you can't eat. You're not supposed to eat during that type of state. How many of us eat literally stressed out?
All of us were stressed when we at work.
Yeah. I mean, you're like super, super stressed. I know a sister well. When she gets stressed out, she need a Whopper and a cigarette. And I'm like, man, I ain't never heard that combination before. A Whopper and a cigarette? I mean, the cigarette, yeah, maybe some gin or some urban jerk, but a Whopper and a cigarette? Wow. So the thing about it is, as far as what can you do, as far as, you know, as far as alternatives, is that get a wok or start stir frying some things, pan frying some things, pan searing some stuff. Can't go wrong with boiling some stuff. You can't frying is almost an instant gratification because we fried everything. And here's a better example. You know, I'm a doctor now. And I think back to one of the worst injuries I had, not when I tore my ACL 7, Nick. I know you remember that. But prior to that, it was pretty bad. But prior to that, I actually broke my ankle. I was 14. I broke my ankle, and my grandmother told me to put it in scalding hot water. And that's wrong. Now, with all the grandmamas and the big mamas out there, bless their heart, but they wrong. Now, I'm not telling you to go call up Big Mama or definitely don't go to her house and tell her, you remember all them years? You was wrong. You still respect her. If you go over there, you still eat the meal that she gives you. But it's not an everyday thing, okay? You can have, let's try a couple diets. One diet that you can have is you can call a reward system, okay? Reward system means that one day a week, you can eat whatever it is that you want to eat, okay? So the reward system, one day a week. I only recommend doing a reward system is if you have a highly active, your physical fitness is highly active. If you're very sedentary, I wouldn't recommend having a reward system. Because I know what my weakness is. My weakness is cheesecake. Cheesecake goes so hard in my life.
Oh, yes, man, I love cheesecake.
And the thing about it is, I never had cheesecake until like 3 or 4 years ago. I thought, man, who wants to eat cake made out of cheese? You know, and then my wife actually gave me a piece, and I was like, man, this is like crack, son.
Yes, it is.
So, yeah, I mean, but it is not good for you at all. So I know.
Ladies and gentlemen, mind you, he grew up by several cheesecake factories.
Like you remember when was it your cousin took us to the cheesecake factory? I didn't even eat cheesecake.
Right.
I mean, I had a perfect opportunity to eat cheesecake, at Cheesecake Factory, and didn't even do it. I had no clue. Who knew? So I mean, the thing about it is, I mean, like when me and Nick was in school, let me embarrass us for a minute. When we was in school, and his mom would send us. I got you, dog. I said embarrass us, not you. His mom would send us some money, and we would go eat what we call steroid chicken wings. I swear to God, man, them things had muscles like Triple H. I mean, them things, chicken, there ain't no way the chicken could be that big, man. And we would get the money, we'd go eat the chicken wings from a Chinese restaurant, man. And, I mean, and like 5 minutes later, we hungry again.
Again. Mm-hmm.
Again. And we just ate steroid chicken wings and stuff like that. So, you know, there are better alternatives and stuff like that. College students, those are probably the toughest ones because you're on a ramen noodle diet. I'm not going to give any nutritional advice to them because literally they broke. But for those of us who got families, got a little money or even literally just a little money, you have to make better alternatives.
You can also stretch your food. Okay, stews are always good, but with vegetables, we eat too much meat. I think I said this last time that I was here. We eat against the way God designed us. We have 32 teeth, most of us. Okay, 32 teeth.
Right.
Okay, of those 32 teeth, 12 of them are designed for fresh fruits, vegetables, nuts, think grains, things of that nature. Only 12 of them are designed for meat. But yet, we eat way more meat than our teeth are designed to eat.
That's a thought right there.
Yeah. Yeah. That for a minute. So we're eating very differently from the way God designed us. And we wonder why we have the problems that we have. All right. So instead of eating ground beef, and if you are going to eat ground beef, you shouldn't be eating ground beef more than once a week. I literally, because ground beef is very hard to pass through the colon. And if you think about it, you know, we say, we got to eat this, we got to eat that. Okay, what people are number one in colon cancer? That's right, black people.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. It takes anywhere from 27 to 32 days for ground beef, just one serving of it, to pass totally through the colon.
Would that be one hamburger?
Well, I'm saying just one setting. So basically, you'll sit down and wait that one meal that you eat. So for all of that to pass through, it takes anywhere from 26, 27 days to 32 days, but that's really to pass through your system.
Mm.
So we can use a ground turkey. If you just got to have red meat, man, try something different like lamb. Lamb is a leaner meat, much better for us, high in polyunsaturated fats, good fats. And we can't be afraid of fats. We need fats. Just not a whole lot of it. Okay, we don't need a whole lot of anything. Pretty much. So instead of eating the ground beef, if you like ground beef, but you know, if y'all got a family thing with burgers and stuff like that, you can eat burgers, that's fine. But not all the time. Okay? If you're gonna eat your burgers, if you're gonna eat bread, make sure that it's actual real bread. If you see enriched, throw it away. Don't eat that crap. Anything enriched, anything white. I ain't saying be racist or nothing like that. I ain't gonna sit up here and say, you know, well, white is wrong. White rice, white potatoes, I mean, like anything instant is bad for you. There's nothing good in anything instant, period. Period.
Well, let me just go ahead and throw these rice and noodles away then. Yeah, he's gonna make my day just horrible.
but you say, what is your alternative? Brown rice, and the thing about it is, brown rice ain't expensive at all. You get brown rice. I think we got a bag of brown rice for like 65 cents from Walmart. You know,
hey,
and
Dr. Reed, could you hold 1 second? We have a comment or either a question coming in right now. Paula, you are live on the Middleman Talk Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
All right, how you doing?
Man, that right. I just listening in about the white rice, man. I was like tripping big time because I've been eating rice all my life and I love rice, but it's like my metabolism is so high that when I eat rice, it go right through me. Like white rice, it's like don't stay on me like no time. And I was just listening to the comment about the white rice and the bread, and I'm laughing because that's what be happening to me like on a daily basis. So I need to find something
Dr.
else.
Dr. Reed, to him, alternative maybe to that white rice if that's how he's feeling.
I'm a small guy. My metabolism is so high. Pretty much everything I eat, it pretty much goes through me.
Are you under 40?
Yes, I'm 1 year under 40.
Okay, 1 year under 40. And the thing about it is just because your metabolism is high, it doesn't necessarily constitute that things are right that you're eating.
Okay.
Right. You look at my wife, for instance. I mean, she might be 100 on a good day, and we got kids. But you look at the things that you eat, life is cumulative, and that stuff will come. It's not necessarily the weight that you should be concerned about. It's actually the fillers and the adders and the additives and things like that. But it actually creates a paste. Anything white that's processed, it actually creates a paste in your colon that just sits there. So it might go through you, but you'd be surprised how many skinny folks I've done. I sat in on colonoscopies and actually seen a bunch of crap in there. So it's not.
If you think about one of our good friends in college, your line brother, Rusher Reed.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Russell Reed, I was an AC, he was a deuce, and he was just in as good shape as I was, and he went for a job, and he dropped dead. So it's not necessarily.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That actually had colon cancer. I had cancer on my colon like in 1991. So they like was able to. And some other stuff was going on with my intestine and everything, but I don't know, man. They really wasn't telling me, like, what I should be eating, because they saying I didn't have enough fiber in my body back then, but they really weren't saying, like, what do I need to be eating? I never got the answers, and this, like, since 1991 to now.
Okay, well, the thing that you can eat is, again, what I said earlier, is eat the way that you were designed to eat.
Okay.
Fresh fruits and vegetables should dominate your diet. A lot of the natural sugars that we need for energy in the day, not that burst energy like that we would get from an energy drink or from coffee or anything like that, but natural sustaining energy. Fresh fruits and vegetables, that is the fastest fast food that you can get.
Okay.
Like an apple or something like that. That should dominate your diet.
When I eat apples, they happen too. It's like, I don't know if it's the hull, but minutes later I'm gone to the bathroom.
It's probably the pectin, the high pectin amount. Did they resect any when they had surgery on you? Did they resect amounts of your colon?
Did they take a piece out? Yes,
yeah.
They took a piece out.
A piece or a lot?
I don't know a lot. I know he took the part that the counsel was. They took that part out.
Okay, but see, usually they're gonna when they resect parts of the body, as far as cancer, they take an access to make sure that there's not a potential for it to spread, because your colon is rich in blood supply, and that's how cancer spreads. Cancer spreads through your blood. So that's probably why I want to know. But I mean, I would have to probably talk to you more personally to get more of a history. But you're more of an exception than a rule. Because you're going to the bathroom much, but how's your water intake and your activity levels as well?
Well, I'm very active. I mean, before it's like I don't drink a lot of water.
That water's our friend, bro. That got
I know it lately. I've been on it lately, like trying to drink more water, and it's, I'm gonna tell you this right here. It's like if I lift weights or something like that, just I don't have to be trying to lift to get all muscular. But if I lift weights on a daily basis or every other day, I gain weight. But if I don't gain weight. I've been the same size forever. But for some reason, if I was just lift weights and kind of like eat like not eat but drink like those Ensure, I pick up weight when I drink Ensure.
But so overall, what is your overall goal? What is it that you're trying to, like, are you trying to...
I just want to gain a few more pounds, that's all.
Well, what I would do is that if you're trying to gain weight, I would do different workouts. I would probably do more of a circuit training or of a burst training type of workout, not just bulk lifting. You actually want to create what's called muscle confusion. You want to do burst training in different parts of your body. If you're actually trying to actually gain weight, but you also have to eat food. But you also have to eat more. You have to eat more. The biggest problem that you're having is that you have a pre-existing gastrointestinal issue.
Right. That's what they call it too.
Yeah. So you have a pre-existing GI issue. So what I would do is I would eat bran fiber. Bran fiber is a good one. That's a good one to eat. Just avoid anything white. It's processed.
Okay.
It's not real food.
I'm starting that this week. I'm gonna start that this week and see how it goes. I've been listening to you, and because everything you name and don't eat, that's what I eat. Really, that's what made me click in, because I'm like, man, you talk about me.
I think I might be stepping on a lot of toes out there. It might be keeping it turned off. It's like, ah, man, this dude here.
I don't even know what brown rice tastes like. I never had brown rice.
Brown rice.
Great time to talk, brother. It's
real rice. I think I said this last time I was here, is that when we pay our bills with real money. But why do we pay our body with counterfeit food? Let that process for a minute. We don't even eat real food. When we sit around the table and do the blessing, we say, God, please bless this poison that I'm going to eat and let it act as. We have to start eating real food, not junk, not processed stuff, because in the end result is that we keep having this vicious cycle of preventative diseases. You know, we should be eating more fresh fruits and vegetables. We should be eating more grilled fish and actually just get the balls to try some new stuff. We can't
see, that's why I don't have the balls. I'm gonna start it this week. I'm gonna try something I ain't never
tried. You gotta go pick you up some new food and go pick you up a set and give it a try. We definitely want to thank you for calling, and we want you to call back. We are gonna have Dr. Reed back in some future shows, so just hold on to that line. Dr.
All
Reed,
right.
We're getting close to the end of the show. Any final thoughts? Hello?
I'm still here.
Dr. Reed, we're getting close to the end of the show. Any final thoughts that you have for our callers?
The final thoughts that I would have for the callers is what I said in the beginning, is that it starts with a mindset. Always inject spirituality into everything that we do. You have to look at what God designed you to do and how God designed you to live. We have to read. We have to look at the numbers of how we're dying and the disease processes out there. And we have to make an educated and informed decision that, is this the route that I want to go? Am I going to be a victim of circumstance, or am I going to take control of my own life and actually make a lifestyle change? Not a diet, a lifestyle change, and live the way that I'm designed to live.
All right. Powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Dr. Jamie Reed. What can you say?
Thank you very much.
Appreciate you. Just hold on for a line for just a second. Yeah. Okay, bro.
We want to go ahead and get into our next segment. We're about to go ahead and close it on. That is myself, just talk of the town. And I think I'm a little ready. So let's go ahead and get into this talk of the town with Nick Eaton.
Go ahead.
Little technical difficulty.
Yeah, right. Hold on 1 second. Hey, but I would like to thank all the people that's on the chat board listening to Miss Reed and all the guests that tuned in today. We appreciate every last one of you guys. If I reached out to you, hey, thank you for tuning in. Hopefully everybody learned something. But here's this talk of the town right here. Nikki.
What's up, world? This is your man, Nick Eaton, and I'm here with the talk of the town. Cat Williams just won back custody of his 8-year-old adopted daughter after the girl's nanny allegedly lied to a judge to take her away from him.
You shouldn't have been talking shit!
TMZ broke the story last month. A woman named Crystal McGee went to an L.A. court seeking sole custody of Cat's daughter, claiming she was the child's mother. Cat failed to show up to McGee's claim, so the judge granted her request by default, on the assumption that McGee was legitimate. But Cat just filed new legal documents in L.A. County Superior Court claiming McGee's nothing but a shameless fraud, a former nanny with no parental rights, who hasn't worked with the family for years. The judge has since overturned the previous order.
Say our name, then say it 3 times, to see if we don't come over there and kill everybody.
A 10-year-old Mexican girl has given premature birth to a baby boy weighing in at 3.3 pounds, Mexican media outlets reported. The mother was initially admitted to the hospital, located about 60 miles southeast of Mexico City on October 22nd, suffering from seizures and other medical problems. Surgeons at the hospital delivered the infant by a C-section after a 31-week pregnancy. According to Upfront News, hospital officials have confirmed the birth.
Speedy Gonzalez, friend of my sister.
Speedy Gonzalez, friend of everybody's sister.
Hospital director Rogelio Gonzalez told the Latin American Herald that the child is in intensive care, recovering from pneumonia. The mother, who has since been released, has been breastfeeding the child. He is quoted as saying she comes in every day with her mother to breastfeed her son every 4 hours, and she's recovering very well from her surgery. Police are currently investigating the case.
God damn it!
This is your man, Nick Eaton, and this is the talk of the town.
You know what, Nick? You so wrong for that last one. You know that, right?
What would I do?
Arriba, arriba, man. Come on, man.
Man, you're
thinking it. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, like I always say, and this is my disclaimer for Talk of the Town. For Talk of the Town, I say what everyone is already thinking.
You crazy.
It is what it is.
Well, you know, on the serious side, man, I would love to thank Dr. Reed and everybody that tuned in to the show tonight. Like I said earlier, I hope you guys got something out of this show. I mean, Nick, you know what, man? Every time Dr. Reed comes on to this show, man, I learn something. And I do get the feeling that every time at the end of the show, I didn't ask everything I need to ask of Dr. Reed. So eventually, we're going to need to be asking Dr. Reed a whole lot. So we're going to have to bring him back.
I smell him another show. I don't know. I don't know about you, but I'm smelling the Ask Dr. Reed show. I'm just saying.
Smelling it, too. Yes, I am. But I know one thing, man. I appreciate that brother for coming in, dropping information. I got a couple of hits on Facebook from some of the people just, you know, appreciating the show and some of the information that he dropped today. To that brother that was listening that called in, hey, man, make sure you keep tuning in with us and just keep up. Join us on Facebook, the Middleman Talk Show. You can get an update to see when Dr. Reed is coming back. And
let us know what the progress is with your new food trying. Let us know what's going on with you. We'd love to hear from you again.
You can hit us up at our email address. wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com. That's correct spelling. We are the, T-H-E, middlemen, M-E-N,
not
at gmail.com.
Not T-H-A, none of that.
None of that. And shout out to our brother out there, Al, you know, chilling with his distinguished brothers out there, Kappa A Psi. Hey, man.
Kappa Alpha Psi?
Yeah. He's going to beat me down for that one, but it's all good. And shout out to our other co-host, Jen. We do miss you. Hope you have a great week. Can't wait to have you back. And, man, it's a great show. Looking forward to next week. Talk of the Town coming up this Thursday. Nick, what are we talking about?
This Thursday on Talk of the Town with Nick Eaton, we are talking about hip-hop and R&B, why it is time for a divorce. So make sure you tune in this coming Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. I'm telling you right now, it's time for a divorce, and I'm going to tell you exactly why it's time for a divorce. Don't forget also, the same challenge that I put out on Talk of the Town with Nick Eaton, I'm putting out to the Middlemen listeners. I want every last one of you, I encourage you to get five people. Kev said three, I'm saying five. Get five people registered to vote. I can't tell you who to vote for. I can't tell you who to vote for, but I'm going to tell you right now. If you do not vote, you cannot complain. And
Barack
every
Obama.
Vote counts.
2012, Barack Obama.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, who we got coming in from the other side, they do not have the best interest of this country at heart. That's all I got to say on it.
And that's cool, man. We're going to go ahead and take this show on out once again to Dr. Reed. Hey, man, thank you very much for this great show.
Sir.
And to all the people that are listening on the phone, thank you very much. And everybody on the internet, thank you very much. Make sure you go back and download this show. If there's some information that you thought you missed or maybe you want to go back and hear it again, all of our shows are archived, so you make sure you go back. You can download it. Hear Dr. Reed, wonderful advice. And, man, spread it out. Put it on another iPod. Put it on another iPhone or Droid or whatever the case may be, smartphone. Give it a
You can download every show for the last 30 years
every
on
show.
iTunes.
Yes. Yes. And with that note right there, Nick.
The middleman shouted, Beat Chris shouted. Now I ain't sure what you was tuning in to, but pay attention to the real talk. What we here for, so take a listen time out, take a minute. Shout and learn some, put your mind to grind the world. You destined to earn some. Linda, yeah, comment on what you hear. Let's figure out that master plan and put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate, don't get you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you fortunate. Take a stand, stop complaining about what you ain't got. Hating on the next man, cause he was down the wreck shop. Every Sunday, tune in, go live, 6 p.m., blogtalkradio.com. The middle me. Hey, what's happening, the middle me? Hey, what's happening, the middle me? Hey, what's happening, blogtalkradio.com. The middle me.
Nick, it went down, and I see somebody wanted to tune in at the last moment, call us. Hey, it's all good. You know, you missed a great show. Go back and download.
At the last minute.
Yeah. black people, white people, Mexicans, all of y'all, don't tune in late, tune in early. So I wasn't specific with that, Nick.
You're so stereotypical.
Yeah.
Yeah, this your boy Southside checking in with the Middleman Talk Show. And you already know, if you ain't connected through the Middleman, you ain't connected at all.